paragraph ches, וזה בחינס כלי היין שיש להם הכשר על ידי שמשנו שם 12 חודש. Now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies another halacha about wine, that if you had barrels or kelim that had wine in them, and the wine was not kosher, if you empty out those kelim, and you wash them out, you cleanse them completely, and then you leave them for 12 months, after 12 months, you're allowed to use those kelim for kosher wine. We say that after 12 months, any blia that the wine was nivla into those kelim cannot do any harm anymore to anything you're going to put into those kelim now. Ki shnei mosor chodesh heim shona. 12 months constitutes a year, sheklula mishin samach heyomim, which is comprised of 365 days. Shehem keneged shesagidin, which corresponds to the 365 tendons in the body through which the blood flows. The gidin represent the redness in the body. V'alkein kishahakankanim shel yayin shoyim shona, and therefore, when these kalim, these vessels of wine, remain clean for a year, nimtak v'nizbatel hayayin hosor habalua shebahem, any non-kosher wine absorption that's inside these kalim becomes batel, becomes nullified. Its negative effects become nullified and nimtak. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ikar isur hayayin hu bebechinas hashisa gidin sheshom hadomim kanal. Because as we learned earlier, when we talk about wine being forbidden, when we talk about wine having a destructive power, a harmful effect, it's because wine, the redness of the wine, corresponds to the redness in the blood, which is a midas hadin, which is a gvura, which is associated with the 365 negative commandments of the Torah. Don't do this, don't do that, stay away from this, stay away from that. And those 365 negative commandments in the Torah correspond to the shesa gidin through which the blood flows. The 365 tendons. Alkein al yedei she'oivra aleim shono shleimo she'hikula mishesa yomim. Therefore, when these vessels that had this non-kosher wine in it and absorbed it, when a period of 365 days passes over it, al yedei ze nimtak v'nizbatel pigam hashesa gidin, the negative effects of those 365 gidin are neutralized completely. V'yedei ze nichshorin kankanei hayayin, and those vessels of wine become kosher. Ki b'chol shono yesh yoim echod hakodosh v'hanoiro shekol mikol hashesa yomim. Because in each and every single year, there is one day that's a composite of all 365 days. V'hu yoim hakipurim. That's the day of Yom Kippur. Shekol mikol shesa yemois hashono, which is a composite of all 365 days of the year. V'hu tikun kulam, and that day serves as a tikun for the entire year. Kamei shekoso, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, yomim yutzaru, Hashem created the days. How many days? The 365 days. V'loy echod bohem, but one of them belongs completely to Hashem. It's holy. The Gemara says in Yuma that the word hasoton is begimatria 359. 364. So that 364 days a year, the Sotan has power. There's one day a year that he's out of it, that's totally for Hashem. Kodesh Lashem. When the Jews are like angels, they stay in shul all day, etc. That's Yom Kippur. K'moshom Rabbi Seinuzal, ki boi nischaprin v'nistaknin kol ho'avoinois haboi me'adomim shebesagidim. Because on Yom Kippur is forgiven and corrected all the sins that result from the blood that flows through those 365 gidin. Vaideze nistakin venimtak pigam hayayin. And that's how we perfect and correct and sweeten any negative effects of wine. Shubachinas pigam adomim, which is corresponds to the defects in the blood. Wine and blood, similar. Vize shekol. This obviously corresponds to the story in Sipurei Maaseiot, the first story about the lost princess, where at one point the princess says to the viceroy, in order to get me out of here, this prison that I'm in, where I'm in the hands of the Sitrachra, you need to set aside, you need to yearn for me for an entire year. For an entire year, whenever you have any free time, to always be thinking and yearning about how you're going to get me out of here. And on the final day, there's one thing I need you to do. Not to drink wine. Avoid wine. And we find in the story there that when he finishes the entire year and when he starts walking towards the princess, he passes a stream that should be full of water. And he looks at the stream. It looks exactly like a stream of water, and it's red. And he looks at this, and because unfortunately he looks, and he looks too much at it, this causes him to be attracted to it. And he says to his servant that's with him, wow, this is really strange. A stream should have water in it, and yet it's red. Isn't that remarkable? And because he looked, and because he spoke about it, he became ensnared by it. And he ends up drinking from it, tasting it, and he immediately falls asleep into a very, very deep sleep. As Rabbein Azal explains there, he falls asleep, the kind of sleep, a 70-year sleep, where a person falls away from all shivim ponim shel Torah, like we spoke about here. So here Rab Nosson Zal is clarifying this concept of Yom Kippur versus the Yom Kippur being the tikkun for the 365 days of the year, for the Shesa Gidin, for the Pigam Hadamim, for the Pigam Hayayin. And this is also why we find that the Torah associates the entire Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur with the passing away of the two sons of Aaron HaKohen. Kama Shekosov, we find the Torah reading that we read on Yom Kippur begins, the first pasuk begins, Acharei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron, that it was immediately after the passing away of the two sons of Aaron HaKohen that Hashem instructed Aaron HaKohen about the Avodah and the Beis Mikdash on Yom Kippur. V'al Yovoi B'choleis, warning Aaron HaKohen, you cannot enter whenever you want into the Holy of Holies. V'lo Yomus, so that you will not die, K'derech Shemei Subonov, like your sons passed away. Kama Shapirosh Rashi Shem, as Rashi HaKodesh explains over there. And it's in that chapter in the Torah that the Torah expounds on and explains the service that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. Because we know that one of the reasons why the sons of Aaron HaKohen passed away was because they drank wine. They had drunk wine and they entered into the Holy of Holies. The Gemara says, they entered into the Beis Mikdash after having drunk wine. And this is why Yom Kippur is the tikkun for the Bnei Aaron, for Nodav v'Naviu. Yom Kippur mesaken kol hashesagidim. Yom Kippur perfects and corrects all 365 gidin, shehem bechinas shesal loisase, which correspond to the 365 negative commandments in the Torah, sheboim mehadomim, which are associated with the blood in the body that travels through those 365 pipes, shehem bechinas pigam ayayin, and that's associated with a person being poigim in wine, vialkein. Therefore, once we empty out vessels that had non-kosher wine in them, once we empty out those vessels and we leave them clean for an entire year, 12 months, and a year is comprised of, a solar year is comprised of 365 days, which are all included in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the tikkun for the entire year. This is how they have their tikkun. Alkein, al yedei ze, nechshorim hakankanim mipegam ayayin. And that's why this is the procedure for koshering kalim from defective wine. כי תיקון הדמים שבשסה גידים שנסתקנו בשסה יום על ידי יום הכיפורים הוא תיקון היין. Because the תיקון of the 300 of the blood that flows through the 365 gitna of the body that get their tikkun for the 365 days on Yom Kippur, the same tikkun is the tikkun for the wine. Interestingly, Yom Kippur is the only holiday when we do not drink wine. Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, we bring in the holiday with wine, with Kiddush, Kiddush on wine. Yom Kippur, we do not drink wine. And Rabbeinu Zal says in a chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal says that a tzaddik has the ability with a drink of wine to bring about forgiveness of sins. And Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in Likutei Moran where he discusses this. Reb Nachman Burstein Shlita tells over many times from Rav Koch of Leizal, Rav Avrom Sternhar, Zichron Avrocha, that he heard from Reb Nachman Tsharin that on the night of Yom Kippur, when we're in Shul, when we're davening Maariv, right after we say the silent Shmon Esrei, the Chazan begins the Chazoras Hashatz, and there we say, Vayoymer Hashem Solachti Kidvorecha, that Hashem said, I forgive the Jews, as you have spoken, as you, Moshe Rabbeinu, have pleaded with me, etc. And Rabbeinu Zal brings over there in Likutei Moran that the first letters of Vayoymer Hashem Solachti Kidvorecha spell the word koisi, my cup, as a remez that with a cup of wine, a tzaddik, by drinking wine, has the ability to atone for sins, to forgive sins. And immediately after that, we make the bracha Shechiyonu. The Chazan and the Kahal say the bracha Shechiyonu v'Gionu Yelazman Azed Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur night. Again, the only night when we're not saying it over a cup of wine, like we do on Rosh Hashanah, like we do on Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. So Rav Tzurin Rov explained that this is the Kiddush of Yom Kippur. We're saying the Shechiyonu, and we precede it by the words Vayoymer Hashem Solachti Kidvorecha, which is Rosh Tevois Koisi, my cup. That's the cup. By proclaiming, by announcing the forgiveness that Hashem forgave the Jewish people on Yom Kippur, that corresponds to, that symbolizes this concept of the tzaddik being able to atone for all sins through a drink of wine. Paragraph Tes. Ve'elu shnei mosor chodshi ashono sheklalusim hem shesa yomim. These 12 months of the year, which are a composite of the 365 days. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds a little clarification. Ki afal pi sheyesh shono shepchusa o yeseira mishesa yomim. Even though we know there are years that have less than 365 days and years that have more. Afal pi kein ikar hashono. The basic year, the basic solar year, is 365 days. Because this is the concept of the secret of knowing when to make a month 30 days, when 29 days, when to make a year 12 months, when to make it 13 months. Shaydeze nismalim kol hashonim. That's how we fill in all the years. V'nasim kulam bebechina shesa yomim kiyadua. And we make the lunar year correspond to the solar year, to the 365-day year, as is known. So Rav Nosson Zal says the 12 months, hein bechina shnimosor shiftei ko kiyadua, correspond to the 12 shvotim of Klal Yisrael. And the 12 tribes had 12 stones that represented them on the breastplate of the Kohen Godel that he wore, which were engraved. Those stones were engraved, and they had this, and they were Kodesh Lashem. They were holy to Hashem, sanctified for Hashem. Shehem ha'urim v'tumim. They served as the urim v'tumim. Shemehem oyu shoylim kol ha'etzos, from which people would ask advice, guidance from Hashem. Hashem would give messages to Klal Yisrael via the urim v'tumim, via this breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, which had in it these 12 stones that had engraved in them the 49 letters of the names of the 12 tribes, and these letters would light up to give the Jewish people messages, advice, guidance. ומאלו ה-12 אבונים של ה-12 השבטים שהיו פיתוח החויסם קודש, משום נמשוכם כל החויסם שבקדושה. And it's from these 12 stones that represent the 12 shvatim, which were engraved and inscribed, all seals of Kedusha, all engravements of Kedusha, all draw from them. Umishom hakoya shel hadposa sifrei Yisrael HaKadoshim. And they are the source of the engravement of all the svarim that are published. When the printing presses engrave the words that they print on the svarim, Shehem b'chinas choysim d'kedusha kanal. They also represent this seal of Kedusha. She'al yodom ikar shleimus b'yura Torah, through which we're zeche to explain, to have the true explanations of the Torah be published and spread to Klal Yisrael. She'ideze nistaknin hadomim shebishasa gidim, which is what leads to the tikkun of the blood in the 365 gidim. Shehem keneged shesa yomim haklul mishne moser chodshi hashana, which correspond to the 365 days that are found in the 12 months of the year. Shehem keneged shnei moser shvotim, which correspond to the 12 tribes, shnei mesrei avonim, the 12 stones, shehem pituchei choysim kodesh l'Hashem, which are engraved with this holy engravement of Hashem. Kimei ha'urim v'tumim, because during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when a Jew wanted to know what to do, he would go to the Kohen Gadol, and he would have his question presented, and the Urim V'Tumim would give him the message, would generate the advice, the proper advice and the answer to the person's question. V'Achshov, Ein Lanu Kohen V'Lo Urim V'Tumim. Today, we don't have the Kohen, we don't have the Urim V'Tumim, ve'ein lanu mimid lishol etzos, and we don't have who to go to seek advice. Kiim al yedei hasforim akdoshim shel haTorah, other than by looking into the sforim of the Torah, shenisrab al yedei hatfus, which are published and multiplied through the printing presses. Shehu choisim dikdusha kanal, which we said are also referred to as this choisim of kedusha. Nimtza, shechoysim hatfus, hu bechinas choysim hakodosh, shel shtemesre avnei choyshin kanal, umishom yikabel koychoy keneskaleon. So therefore, our printing presses today, which have engraved upon them the letters of the Aleph Beis, and they inscribe these letters in Svarim, they correspond to the original printing, the original printing press, which was the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, which carried on it the names of the Shvotim, the 12 Shvotim, which was this Choysam, this Pituchei Choysam Kodesh Lashem. In those days, that's how they accessed the Torah, and today we access the Torah through the Sforim that are being printed by the Tfus. Paragraph Yud, the final paragraph of this halacha, V'zeh golmi ro'u einecho, V'al sifrecho kulam yikasevu. And this is the pasuk in Tehillim. And right before the words were yomim yutzoru v'lo yechod bohem. Ze yom ha-kippurim kanal. This is the beginning of the pasuk we quoted earlier, which spoke about Yom Kippur. Rav Nosson Zal explains that this pasuk, golmi ro'u einecho, Hashem says, your eyes got to see my plans. My golem is something that has not yet been shaped or formed, it has not yet been produced in its final form. Shehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lotam Arishon Dor Dor V'Dor Shav, Kama Yisham Rabbi Seinu Zal. The Gemara expounds on this pasuk, that this pasuk refers to the fact that Hashem showed Odom Arishon all the generations that would be coming after him, each and every single generation, and its leaders, its Dorshim. And Hashem showed Adam HaRishon what's going to sustain the world, what's going to keep the world alive in future generations, even as we approach the coming of Moshiach, the footsteps of Moshiach. והרלוי שעתו קיום התוירש וקיום הוילום הוא על ידי ריבוי הספורים הקדושים שנשרבם על ידי חויסם לקדושה שמלאכת התפוס כנל. And Hashem showed Odom Arishon, you know what's going to sustain the world in the future generations, mamish, as we get close to the coming of Moshiach? It's going to be the printing presses. ופיתוחי חויסם קודש להשם. וזה, ועל ספרךו, Kulam Yikosevu, as the Pasuk says there, that on the Sforim, everything will be written. Everything will be written in the Sforim. Kulam Daiko, Shekol Hachidushim Shel Atzadikim, Kulam Yunichtov Mal Sifrecho. All the Chidushe Torah that the Tzadikim will reveal, which is Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh, in the future it's going to all be written down. Ki achshov nift nichtav hakoil bebeir heitev al yidei melechus hatfuskanal. Because nowadays, Rav Nosson Zal says, in his time, starting a couple of hundred years ago, everything was written down. Everything was published through this melechus hatfus. Shaydezeh nishlam torah shebichsav v'torah shebalpeh. And this is what completed the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, Shaydezen Estaknin Hadomim Shebishesagidim. This is what brings about the tikkun for the blood that flows through the 365 Gidim. Shezeu Bechinas Yom HaKippurim Kanal. This is the concept of Yom Kippur. Vezeh Val Sifrecho Kulam Yikosevu. Everything is going to be written down in Sforim. Yomim Yutzoru V'lo Yechod Bohem. Hashem has created days, the 365 days, which correspond to the 365 Gidin, which have the blood, which have the redness, which represent the opposing forces of the Sitra Achra that try to block a person from remembering the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu and fulfilling the Torah of Moshe. But V'lo Yechod Bohem, just like Hashem gives us the tikkun of Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur serves as a tikkun and an atonement for all of these forces of the Sitra Achra, for all of our sins. Ze Yom HaKippurim, ki hem b'chino achas. This is the concept of Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur and these Sforim are all one concept. Both of them lead to the tikkun of the individual Jew and of all of Klal Yisrael, and the tikkun for the damim, for the blood. Interesting also, the Gemara says that during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Hashem opens up the Sforim. Three Sforim are opened up on Rosh Hashanah. The Sefer of Tzadikim, the Sefer of Beinanim, the Sefer of Rishoim. The Tzadikim and Rishoim are signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. The Beinanim are given the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. If they do tshuva on Yom Kippur, they are sealed. That's when the final sefer is nechtam, is sealed on Yom Kippur. These sforim obviously correspond to the sforim akdashim of the tzaddikim, that through the limud of those sforim, a person is zoiche to attach himself to the tzaddik and to be nichtov and nechtam in the sifron shel tzaddikim. Baruch Hashem.